KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. Arizona Gold, KAZG.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And today we have some special guests here. We have...
Jim.
And
Joni.
Jim and Joni. Jim and Joni are our breakfast and a show winners.
Right. We have J&J with D&D, right? The double right. J's with the double D's.
All right. So anyway, we're here. We're live.
We are, huh?
And it's Wacky Wednesday.
It is Wacky Wednesday. So welcome to everybody. What a day, huh?
It has been a very day. Yes.
A very stressful day.
Yeah, we've got an announcement we're going to have to make here in just a little bit.
But first we'll start out with some business.
Yeah.
All right. We've got trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget to give him a call. You know, Mother's Day is around the corner, and George is taking reservations. So he also has a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. So call him at 623-434-1888. Okay. And the trivia today is?
The trivia today is almost 90% of the nation's lobster supply is caught off the coast of what state? And does the average, you know what? I think I just did this one. I just did this one. So, give me a minute. We'll come back to the
trivia. All right. So let's do the Taste of Music, brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your catering needs. And again, for Mother's Day, you have special orders, whether you want big giant cookies or cupcakes or a special cake, cheesecake, pies, whatever you can think of for Mom, 480-813-4610. And the Taste of Music is...
Taste Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Gary, and play me some music. All right. That was easy.
I know. Call us at 480-668-3287. Answer our trivia and our Taste of Music.
All right. And right now, I'll do the trivia, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what is the more common name nowadays for Toll House cookies?
Yummy?
What is?
Oh, that's not the
what
answer.
Is the more? What's the most common name now for Toll House cookies, okay?
All right. Call us at 480-668-3287.
And what do they call it when you add chocolate to coffee?
I know. But I can't win, so I'm not answering.
All right. And what vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place in his right hand when taking an oath?
Dun, okay. Dun, dun, dun.
All right. And dun, dun. In what year did Campbell's Soup produce its 20 billionth can of tomato soup? Was it 1990, 1995, 2000, or 2010?
Wow. Call us at 480-668-3287. Our phones are working today. Little problem with the phone company, not our fault. Yay.
Yes. In the U.S., does a pound of potato chips cost 100 times more, 200 times more, or 300 times more than a pound of potatoes?
Wow.
There you go. You know, I never thought about that.
Well, have thought about it when it comes to French fries.
Yeah, but for going out and buying a pack of potato chips, that's oh so much more than buying a 50-pound bag of potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Didn't even think about that.
Moneymaker.
What drink is made from the root of the blue agave plant? An Australian drinks more coffee or tea. Which is it? Coffee or tea? Okay.
All right.
That is it. And before we go any farther,
we have an announcement to make.
We have to make an amount.
I can't say that either.
See, I'm having trouble already.
It's going to be a long one, huh?
All right. We have been on the show for 18 months. And we are going to be taking a little bit of a sabbatical or a
hiatus.
We're going to be stepping away. When we close on Friday, we'll be stepping away till the fall. So we're going to be taking the summer off. And to get things together and hopefully in the fall come back bigger and stronger.
Right. And we need to get some sponsors and get things lined up. And we need to do this the right way. And at this point in time, we're unable to do that. And right. We're sorry to tell you that. We've tried everything we can to hold on as long as we can, but we can't.
We have a great radio station that we work for, and
we love them. I mean, they've been so supportive. 1440 KAZG has been so supportive, and we love them dearly. And this has no reflection on any of that.
In fact, they're going to work with us to come back and make it better. They're willing to sit down with us and help us with a plan and to come back bigger and stronger. And tell you what, there's just great people over there that we're working with.
Yeah. But financially, we have to take a break.
Yeah, we've got to step back for a few months and get it together so that we can come back bigger and better and be able to take care of everybody. And it's tough. And we hope you all understand. And we just
don't start that early. We'll talk anyway, more about it later.
We'll talk more about it later.
All right. Let's talk with Tina.
All right. Hi, Tina.
Hello.
Tina?
Hello.
You there?
Can you hear me?
Hi, Tina.
I can hear you. Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, good, good, good.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Nancy.
Surprise!
Surprise! Are you in California or are you in Arizona?
Neither one.
I'm in Arizona.
I'm in California.
They're on a conference call.
Oh, we thought for sure you made it out already. What?
And I told him I fell asleep, and Tina goes, You want something.
Yeah, we conference called you, so we figured we would knock out the trivia and the taste of music all in one shot.
All right.
I'll do the taste of music. I heard it through the grapevine, Marvin Gaye.
Yes,
you got it,
right.
Nancy.
Okay, and the trivia about the lobster would be Maine.
Yes, it would be.
Wow, that's a twofer. That's all a double. Right. It's like the double mint gum, you know?
Double winners.
We've been planning this for quite a while. We wanted to be the first ones to do it.
Oh, and you are. That's awesome.
All right.
And I'm sorry to hear that you guys are taking some time off, but sometimes time off, it means other avenues, too, in the same breath. So that's okay, too.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
You've got a lot on your plate.
Right. We've got a lot of plates up in the air right now, and we don't want them all to come crashing down.
That's correct. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that's the way to go. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, we figured.
I was crying to Tina. I go, what am I going to do now?
You can always still give us a call, okay?
I told her she'll be all right. She made friends through the show.
That's
so
it.
She'll have friends. That's important.
Yeah,
we're not going anywhere. Like I said, this is, you know, we still have the restaurant and the bakery, and we'll be here. So, but now maybe we'll be here a little bit more for you and be able to visit. But we'll be back.
Yep.
And we had to give you a surprise and be the first callers.
Well, that was wonderful.
It was a very good surprise.
And Dennis have Gary and give you my number. I want you to call me because I have something I need to tell you.
Okay, I will do that.
But not on the air, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll do that after the show.
Yeah, so, I'll call you right after the show.
But, wonderful, wonderful. You guys do such a wonderful job, and we'll miss you very, very, very much.
Well, we're going to miss everybody, too. It's
And I know
we want to make sure that, we get everyone's address and phone number so when we do, come back, we can send out some postcards or something and let you know, when to listen and all that good stuff.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
And we did it good. We both got a trivia and a Taste of Music. Right?
That's right.
Excellent start.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on the phone talking when the show started. We're like, let's just call together. Why one after the other?
Exactly.
We'll give them a twofer.
I know. We like twofers.
You're like the Doublemint twins.
That's
right.
Well, we love you very much, Dennis and Diana.
We love you very much.
You guys are such a blast, and you guys are so, it's fun. You guys have a very fun show, and I know a lot of people are going to miss it.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's just a hiatus.
But, I need to come out there and eat at your bakery, so I'm not feeling,
okay.
All right.
There you go.
I'm feeling sad. I got to come eat all the sweets.
Okay. There you go.
All right, you too. Well, we got a double winners.
We love you very much.
Have a good day.
You.
And you take
love
the rest of your calls. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
We love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Let's talk to Jacqueline from Scottsdale. Jacqueline, how are you today?
Oh, I'm sad now, but I'm happy for you because whatever is best for you is best for us too.
Well, like we said, we're not going away. We'll be back. We just we need to step back and get our plan together.
Absolutely.
So we'll be back. When we come back, it'll be bigger and stronger and better.
Right.
I'm sure it will be. Because you guys are great at what you do. And, well, I mean, anything that you choose to do, and you do it well and with passion, and you are successful.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what we try to do. And
no, you don't try it. You do it. So there's a difference. You're doing it. You're doing
living
it.
Living the dream.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm doing it too. And I'd like to make this last plea for Mother's Day drivers for Phoenix Flower Shop. Please, Susan, call us. Anybody call us.
Okay.
We need drivers Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. And give them the number to call.
480-391-0444. Ask for April.
480-391-0444. April.
Mm-hmm. And all you need is a driver's license, insurance, and air conditioning in your car.
There you go.
You can be 16, whatever. It's $5.25 a delivery, so 10 deliveries, there's $50.
That's right. And you get to make people smile.
Yes. And kids, young people, usually get a lot of tips. And they will map you out. So they will give you a, turn, go 2 miles and turn left. They'll give you directions on how to get to each one.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do. Get you some drivers.
Oh, please. Thank you. Everybody out there. Just it's a lot of fun,
Yeah.
I have fun at it anyway.
It's what you make of it, right? And on Mother's Day, it's a wonderful thing.
Yes. And especially driving around listening to Culinary Confessions. That's the best part. I get to keep up on everything and know what's new. I mean, that. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. It's just that you will be missed, but you're coming back, so we'll only miss you for a little while.
Yeah, and we're going to keep we'll keep the webpage up, and we'll keep the Facebook going so that people can, we'll post stuff on there and stuff.
And you can listen to past shows and everything still. That's not going to go away. It'll just,
Right.
Good.
So
good.
And we'll be, like we said, it's a good thing because it gives us a chance to get things together and come back roaring and ready to go.
I mean, for something that was so out of your ballpark to do, a radio show, had you ever,
no.
And for you guys to just, my goodness, go back and listen to that first show.
No.
And I'm not saying this because but oh my God, Diana, you are just a pro now. I mean, you read off those and this, and you have the right comments and come in. So there's a talent if you ever retire from the restaurant business.
Well, this is what we wanted to do. We want this to be our retirement. We want to do this, you know, and not have to work so hard in the bakery and work so hard in the restaurant. This was our retirement. This is our retirement job, so we can keep in contact with people and do what we want to do and talk about food, the things that we love the most. And, you know, that's our whole idea behind all of this. And so we have to take this break to make something like that happen.
We'll let you.
So
we'll allow it.
Thank you so much.
We want to come back and be on for a long time. So, okay.
Good. All right. Behind you.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's me behind you there.
We appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, Jackie.
All righty. Well, good luck. This is it? This is the last show?
No,
Friday.
Friday.
Okay. Yeah, today isn't Friday. I don't know what day it is. I've been so busy.
Yeah, we'll sign off on Friday, and we'll sign back on in the fall. So.
All righty. Thank you. I love you guys.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Love you too. And remind everybody to call 480-391-0444. Talk to April if you want to deliver some flowers.
Yep. Look at how professional that sounded. My goodness.
All right,
y'all.
You
have a good week, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks, Jacqueline.
All right.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Virginia.
Let's talk to Virginia. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Dennis.
How are you?
Mixed emotions.
Yeah.
I'm mixed emotions.
I have
mixed emotions.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, I know. Anyhow, I think so much of you two, I can't believe it. I don't know how I'll survive.
You know what? I'm going to give you a call all the time and talk to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Because you're pretty special, and we don't want to lose touch with you, and we want to make sure that you know when we come back, and so you'll be getting phone calls from me, okay?
Okay. Has anyone answered about the cookie?
Nope. The Toll House?
The Toll House cookie. What is the more common name for the Toll House cookies?
Chocolate chip cookie.
Yes, ma'am, you are absolutely right. And you know what?
What?
I'm going to give you a gift certificate. Even though you're not eligible, I'm going to send you out one anyway.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the giving mood this week.
Well, I love you and Diane so much. I don't know I'm going to burst, but I don't know how I'm going to survive with this because I don't have that where I can watch the old show.
Yeah, well, like I said, Virginia, we'll stay
in
touch with you, okay?
Okay, hon.
And we'll talk a lot, and we'll get through it together, okay?
Yeah. Well, I know you two will get through it because you've been through so much already, and I kept saying, you've got to slow down. You've got to slow down. You've got to get some rest.
Yeah, well, this will give us the chance to get caught back up and to make it a better show in the fall, so...
All of your different ones that you announced for, they're informed and everything, I assume.
Yep. Everybody's taken care of.
Okay.
So.
Well, are you guys taken care of?
We will be. We'll be fine. That's what we're doing this for, so that we can...
We can regroup and get things back together where they need to be. We need to finish some projects and get things lined up like it should be. We came in flying by the seat of our pants.
I know.
And, you know, it's been a whirlwind ever since, and we're not complaining. We're so thankful for all of this. Don't take it that way, please. Because we're very, very thankful for the opportunity that we've been given and to be able to get to know all of our new friends. And we don't take this lightly, and it was a really tough decision for us, but it's one that we have to make, and, you know, we hope that all of you will support that.
I will.
Yes. Okay. Because we will be back. Okay?
Okay.
And, thanks, Virginia.
We will be staying in touch with you, okay?
Yeah. Both of you get some rest, though.
Okay. we'll get some.
We'll work on that one.
I made him promise before.
Okay.
Yes, she did. She made me promise we'd get some rest. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you real soon, Virginia.
Okay. Love you both.
Love you too,
babe. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye. All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call and get in. Right now, we're going to talk to Manny. And okay, we're going to talk to Manny. All right, Manny, how are you?
What more would you want than to talk to Manny?
That's it. It's the only thing I look forward to.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What's going on, Manny?
Just like Virginia, mixed emotions. Going to be missing this show. It's been like family for years, but those of us who know you best know you damn well need a break. You need to relax. You've been stressed for too long.
A little bit.
I don't know that we're really going to get a break, but we're going to refocus on a few other things.
Yeah, a little less stress on.
Yeah.
Jump around, searching for a sponsor, you know, and all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that nobody else knows about.
Right. And, you know, the good thing is we've got a really good relationship with our 1440 KAZG people. And they've been great throughout the whole thing. And they're going to continue to work with us and until we get it worked out and come back in the fall.
Yeah, so they've definitely left the door open for us. It's not, you know, okay, it's done, it's over with. They've been wonderful. I mean, they've come up with so many great ideas and ways to come back and, you know, make this all work. So yeah. we are truly appreciative of that.
So Liz and Bob over there have been great to work with, and Trip, the new GM over there, he's an amazing man to work with, and you know, they've all been really good to us, and they
took us under their wing. I mean, they didn't have to do that, you know, and to take care of us like that and to support us and to give us such positive, encouraging words, you know, pretty wonderful.
Some of the conversations at first with Liz, you know, we weren't too smart on some of the things.
Poor Liz was like, oh, my God, what have I got myself into?
But
she's grown to love us, I'm sure.
But it is amazing when you take on a new thing how little you know.
We knew nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even in the negative with that, you know.
I just don't know that all of your listeners appreciate what you guys went through in the beginning and the situations you were left in. And, you know, and how quickly you had to adjust to the curve, and you did it very, very well.
So. Well, thank you, Manny.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to be sticking around. You can't get rid of me that easy, but...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure all your listeners, as well as I, have you back. So.
Yep. I'm sure they do. We've got a good group of people, and we've got two of them in the studio with us right now. And
that's right.
Kind of put a downer on their day on the radio, but
we had to make this decision.
I am so sad. I came in here very, very happy this morning and very ready for a wonderful day. And
we're still going to have a wonderful day.
Oh. Yeah. It's going to be a happy thing.
At the moment, I need somebody to turn my whole emotional life around. It's on the sad side at the moment.
Well, you just have to think that if it wasn't for the show, you and I would never have met.
That's true. That is very true.
And we made so many friends.
That's true.
And so have we. And it's not that
the show's gone.
They're not going to go away.
No.
It's like summer vacation, right?
Yeah. And we get to be like teachers.
Exactly.
That's right.
Except no graduation involved, right?
And a lot of us have built up relationships over the years. You know, Marianne from Scottsdale is like the sister that I fight with all the time. You know,
and
he's like a brother. You know, we arm wrestle and we kid each other and stuff, but it's like family. If anybody needs anything, we're all there, and Benny especially.
Yeah. You know, he goes out of his way for everybody.
Vince is one of the great guys in the world, and if it wasn't for the show, I never would have known him.
Yeah.
So, you know, the show's done a lot of good over and above learning about food and restaurants.
Yeah, it has.
It's been more than that. It's more than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
No, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyhow, I have to go deliver my flowers, so we'll let you guys get going with this other caller.
All right, Manny. Thank you.
Sure.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, let's talk to Maggie from Mesa. Maggie, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. And you too?
We're doing okay.
I'm trying to keep this upbeat. Okay.
Let's do that.
I just got back from Piefections.
Did you?
Oh.
I bought two pot pies, a turkey and a chicken, and I bought the pie of the month, which is pina colada.
Great.
I'm taking that to work, so my son was a little
upset. Sure you are.
No,
yeah. That's what you're telling your husband and your son.
Empty plate.
You're not even going to cut your son a piece of it?
No. If I do, there won't be enough for everybody at work.
Well, good. Well, I'm sure it's going to be just wonderful.
But they've got all kinds of specials going on. They said they have Apple Day. I guess it's Apple Pie Day. Sometime this month, and they had the Kentucky Derby day last Saturday. This Saturday's Piefection, a Slice Day. And
their Slice Day is big.
And then they got Mother's Day coming up, so they got a lot of things, and Memorial Day. So there's a lot of, if you go, they give you, on one of those occasions, they give you two and sometimes $3 off the pie.
Oh, so, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Piefections does a great job. They've been a great sponsor. We love them over there, and we hope that she's been happy with us. And, it's been a good partnership.
Well, so. We will all come up and visit you guys, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we will be here. We're not going anywhere. We needed to step back and refocus and take a breath for a few days and come back with a new game plan to be bigger and better.
Well, that sounds good, and we love you. We'll miss you, but we'll look forward to seeing you in the fall.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, you, Maggie.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Patty from Phoenix. Patty, how are you?
All right. What are you doing to me? I go see you guys. Now you're leaving us for a while.
Yeah, just think of it as we're going, like Diana said, we're just going on a summer break from school. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be waiting for you guys to come back, and I still got the restaurants and the bakery to go visit this year.
That's right.
We're not going anywhere from there, so.
No, you can stop by and see us here anytime. We'll always be here, okay?
Yep. And you guys always keep your heads up. You guys always do awesome. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
And I will miss dancing on your table until you guys get back.
Well, when we come back, I'm sure we'll have you in and dance on the table again, okay?
I sure hope so.
Thank you, Patty.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys be safe, and I'll see you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Patty.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you too. All right. Wow. We got a call from Sue from Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. She's a first-time caller.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Sue.
Sheboygan?
Hi.
Sheboygan?
How are you today?
Is that how you say it?
Sheboygan, yes.
Sheboygan Falls.
Sheboygan.
Right.
That makes you have an accent, whether you want one or not, huh? Sheboygan.
Yes, and I've been told I've got one. Every time I visit my sister, everyone says they can tell I'm from Wisconsin because I have an accent, but I don't think I have one.
So it's your first time calling. How long have you been listening, Sue?
You know, I listen whenever I am by my sister. Whenever I'm visiting Kathy, we always listen because you are her favorite show. She never misses it. So of course, if I'm there, I'm listening too. And actually, I've called before.
Okay.
I've called with trivia questions. I think I called and sang a song once about something containing food.
All kinds of fun stuff, huh?
And which Kathy
that's
is
one
your
my
sister?
Yeah. Kathy from Rio Verde is my sister.
Oh, wonderful. Oh. Wonderful. We just absolutely love her.
Yes, we do.
Well, I know she loves you too, and she feels so bad that you're going to be off for a while, because I know she listens to your show all the time, and she's always telling me about it, and I don't know what she's going to do without you guys.
Well, you know what? We're going to stay in touch with her, and we're we'll be
we're
back.
Kind of jumped up.
Well, as long as you can promise you'll be back, I think that'll kind of make her a little bit happier if I know she's going to miss you.
Yeah, we'll be back bigger and better. So.
That's good.
Yeah, we just got to get through the stuff and get things together and a good game plan, and we'll be back. Okay.
Well, I sure hope so. I know my sister does too. So it has been really nice talking to you.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate you listening too.
I'm trying on my computer to connect right now. Kathy's telling me I can do it, so I'm trying. So if I can, I will be listening. So
yep, you can just go. Once you get on our website, there's a little button on the left-hand side. It says Listen Live. Just click right on that.
Right. I'm trying. It seems to be downloading or doing something, but we'll see.
All right.
I'll keep
Thanks.
On trying.
Okay.
So you take care. Best wishes.
All right. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. All right. 480-668-3287. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit with Jim. Okay?
All right.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Have you eaten here before?
Nope.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I share our specials with you?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's actually been sitting around here for a week. Then there's the cream of chicken soup. It's had no refrigeration since it was made yesterday. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning. What can I get you?
Yeah, don't think we can stay for lunch.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, Your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. Give us a call today and answer some trivia. Talk with us.
Ask Jim some questions. Let's see what we can find out about him. We'll find dig up a little bit of dirt. I don't know. Have some fun.
His wife's here. She can
careful
talk.
About the dirt. Joni's sitting within striking distance.
No, we'll just have some fun with it, right?
Yeah, right.
So how you been? Everything good?
All right. Everything's fine. As a matter of fact, I went down to my had a doctor appointment yesterday, and he gave me a thumbs up and one thumb down. I don't know what that was for, but
I think that was for an examination or something.
Oh, wait, no!
Might have been.
No, we did not go there.
I like that one. Didn't get him because Jimmy said he was going to do everything he could to embarrass me today.
Oh, that's not going to work out.
All right, I know what we got to work on then.
That was one of those bad thoughts I had first thing this morning.
And then it soon left your mind.
It did.
All right.
Let's talk with Harvey from Scottsdale.
Hey, Harvey.
How you doing, Diane and Dennis and Jim?
Yeah.
Yes, Joni? It is Jim and Joni.
And not only that, but all this jovial stuff that's going on. All I hear is laughter.
Yeah.
We like that, right? It's better than crying.
Laughter is good.
Laughter is good.
Best medicine, right?
Of course. It makes your face light up, right?
Right.
Yep.
Got to keep a smile.
Got to keep it smiling and keep it going good.
So what are you up to today, Harvey?
I just called up to answer a question or say hello and all that stuff.
All right. So what trivia do you want me to ask you?
Trivia? Any trivia.
Because he's so smart,
I probably
he
won't
knows
make
all
it anyway,
the answers.
But that's okay.
All right. Let's see. In the U.S., does a pound of potato chips cost 100 times more, 200 times more, or 300 times more than a pound of potatoes?
200 times.
You are absolutely right.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
No, I don't. It's mind-boggling.
Yep, because...
But anyway, we're going out tonight to George and Sons out there in... Never, never land out his other place because I have to drive an hour to go there.
You're going to go to the new one at Deer Valley?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, tell George we said hi.
I sure will. If he's there this time. Sometimes he misses.
Yeah, he's usually he's in the
he's
the
at
Deer
the
Valley
old
one.
One.
Yeah, usually Deer Valley during the day and Scottsdale at night. And his wife.
Okay, Lori wants to say hello. Here.
All right.
She won't let me just talk by myself.
I have to pull the strings.
Yeah. How are you, Lori?
Hey, guys. I'm really sorry that you're taking a hiatus, but let's put it like, too bad you're not going on a cruise.
Oh, really? I better put up my get for a passport right away to go on a cruise, huh?
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be.
Dennis could go on a cruise to Alaska.
Yeah.
Be like going home.
Dennis would go to Alaska.
No, Dennis Diana spent a lot of years there. He doesn't need to go back.
I want sunshine.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. You have plenty of sunshine in the summer months. The sun never goes down.
And I don't want to go to Alaska.
Oh, okay.
If I go on a cruise, I want to go to the Bahamas. Something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I've never been out of the United States, so.
Not even to Mexico?
No.
Oh, wow. That's not good, Dennis.
No.
It's not his fault, but he can do something about it soon, hopefully, within the next few years.
Yeah. We've actually got friends that got they have a place down in Rocky Point, so we might get to cruise down there here pretty soon.
Oh, well, make sure you don't go when it's spring break.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, no. Don't want to be there then.
Just a minute, Diana. Do you love the water?
I love warm water. So I know I love the water that was over, the beaches in Florida and Hawaii. But
I've never been to Hawaii.
See, I got to give you a little insight. Diana, when we went over to Hawaii, she wouldn't get out in the water. I finally got her out there. She'd never jumped waves.
Nope.
And so I got her out there jumping over the waves, and she was like a little girl. She was having so much fun and just laughing for no reason.
It doesn't take much to entertain me.
She goes, I've never done this before. This is so much fun.
But what about when the seaweed gets around your ankles? Do you like that?
There wasn't any.
Yeah.
You
lucked out.
Yeah. No, it was a nice, clean beach.
It was beautiful. It was, you could see, down to your feet, walk out there. It was clear and just gorgeous.
This is in Hawaii.
I was in Hawaii, and when I went to Florida, the same thing. It was white sands and just beautiful beaches, and we walked out 75 feet and still was only up to my neck. It was wonderful.
Well, that's what the beaches are like in Australia, white sand and blue waters. You can see all the way down too.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful. It's breathtaking, and they clean that beach every night. In Australia, we 1 year we didn't want to stay with our daughter because we brought our granddaughter with us. So we stayed in a place called Surfers Paradise, which was directly across the street from the beach.
Been there.
And you would hear the machinery at night cleaning the beach.
Yeah.
It was and you weren't allowed to smoke on the beach. It was pristine.
Oh,
really
it
beautiful.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not a water person. I'm not a beach person.
Well, I didn't think I was, but I am, apparently.
Well, that's good. That's good. Dennis got to take you into Mexico on a Mexican cruise.
There you go. Hit all the ports. Yeah.
You can do it for a week out of Long Beach.
Yeah.
Go to Cancun.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Now we just need money. That's okay.
Oh, is that the criteria?
That's what I mean. You got to pay for these things. They don't come cheap. I mean, people are not handing those out for some reason. I don't know why.
You're so selfish, Diana.
I know. I'm so selfish.
If you got enough plastic, you can go all the time. You don't need money.
That's right.
Well, that's all it takes. Those little plastic cards.
That's right. A little card that fits in your wallet.
No problem. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, guys, I really want to congratulate you because you came into this knowing nothing. And
we still pretty much know nothing.
Well, but in 18 months, you got an education. You
absolutely
really did. And
hands-on.
Yeah. And a lot of bills to go with it.
A lot of bills, yeah. All that plastic is now, Max but, out.
Yeah. But knowing you and Dennis, I am sure that almost 100% positive that you will regroup, get yourself some good sponsors, and be on again.
Yeah. We truly love it. We were able to, you know, double our listeners. Our ratings are great. You know, the radio station is very kind about that and happy that, you know, we changed our demographics. And, you know, that's all wonderful things. We just need to get some sponsors.
Yep. So we're gonna all sit down together and come up with a plan with the folks at the radio station. And we're going to make it. You know, it'll be better when we come back. So,
yeah. Well, you're not going anywhere. So, as far as I'm concerned,
no, we'll still be here not. At the restaurant. That's
no,
for sure.
I'm not going to let you guys go ever.
No, we're not.
Well, like I was telling someone else, you know, this is our retirement plan, and we need to make it work. And it's something that we really want to work, but at present time, we do have to step away.
Yeah. But regardless of you being off or on the radio, we're not letting you go. Harvey and I are not letting you go.
Oh, thank you. No. We appreciate that so much, Laura.
And we're not letting you go either. So.
Oh, that's good to know.
It's not happening.
Yeah, now I can't go by the radio show to know what when it's 1 o'clock.
No, right. <you cannot.
laughs> Yeah. I mean, you're on every radio that I own, in my house, in my car, wherever I am, I tune in.
Well, we appreciate that, Lori. And, you're pretty special to us.
And you guys are special to us, too, and have a great, marvelous, wonderful summer, and come back refreshed with a bunch of sponsors and... when I think of it and I see you, I want cards, lots of cards, so I can start handing them out here in Scottsdale.
We have lots of those.
Okay, I will do it, and I'm sure so will Marianne. I mean, even though Marianne's not going to be the Marianne from Scottsdale soon, she'll be the Marianne from Fountain Hills.
But she still wants to be known as the Marianne from Scottsdale. Yeah,
and that's what it's going to have to be, because there's already another Marianne from Scottsdale.
Fountain Hills.
So she'll always be our Marianne from Scottsdale.
Okay. Huh. Even though she moves to Oshkosh, huh?
Yep.
All right, guys. Have a great day. I'm sorry this is happening. I will miss not hearing you on the radio for the summer. And we're going up to the White Mountains for the month of August. And I can't even listen to you anymore on the internet.
Well, you can listen to some of the past shows.
And you can
listen to the past shows.
And laugh.
Okay.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
And remember, we're not signing off until Friday, so.
Yeah, well, I'm here.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
When my son came home from basketball practice asking for expensive new shoes, I did what any good mother would do. I gave him some milk. He looked confused, so I told him how 3 daily servings of dairy would help him get mad hops for big ups to totally posterize his opponents. I don't know which surprised him more, the milk info or the hoops lingo. All I know is it saved me $150.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Can I have a price check on aisle...
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, Don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call today. Let's talk some food. Let's talk anything. So, Jim, what's going on, buddy? I see you got notes today.
Well, I was going to... I'm from Florida.
Yeah.
And I think I've mentioned before, I never even saw snow till I got to this wonderful state of Arizona.
Which is odd.
And if I remember right, Diana told me that's not real snow anyway. And I suppose not. Now my wife, Joni, is from, we're kind of the odd couple. She was born in Seattle, and I was born in Stuart, Florida. So the opposite ends of the country.
Oh, yeah.
And then we both met in actually Holbrook, Arizona.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She's, a hole in the wall.
That's true, yeah. And we were both out here, me for my own health reasons. I had asthma as a child. and Joni's father was out here. Father-in-law was out here for his
father-in-law. Father.
Okay.
your father-in-law.
Yeah, my father. Yeah.
So she was married when you found her.
Now we know the real story, huh? The confessions are coming out.
I didn't even know that myself.
He had tuberculosis, and so they had moved out here. So we were both out here for health reasons in one way or another, and I met her on standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona, which is an old song.
Yes, it is.
But I was actually up there in the Air Force, if you can believe that.
Wow, in Winslow, Arizona.
Winslow, Arizona. Yes. We were on top of Mule Mesa, and you never marked anybody AWOL for the first 3 days because you could still see them out there.
You knew they were going to get there, just going to be a matter of time.
Right. So anyway, that's where we met, and we were married in the wonderful city of Holbrook, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, that was almost... 54 years ago.
53.
Don't
make it
almost.
Any longer.
Don't add any extra 53. Time.
53. My goodness.
Do you remember what month it was in?
Yes, you do.
Oops.
Joni, do you remember what month it was in?
How about
May?
There you go.
May the 20th.
He does remember. Very good.
Yeah. So May the 20th will be 54 years?
My shin hurts.
53 years. Yeah. 53. He's all bruised from the knee down. that's too funny.
At 7:30 in the evening.
7:30 in the evening. Spent our honeymoon evening in actually in...
don't tell everything. It's not a tell-all. Joni's turning red over here.
Come on, I want to hear.
But did you tell them you lost your wedding ring on our wedding night, too?
Well,
conveniently,
no.
Conveniently, I suppose.
Fine. We were at a carnival in wonderful Winslow, Arizona. Oh, my.
All right. correct.
Yeah, he spared no expense on our honeymoon. We came to Phoenix.
Went to the carnival.
No, we came to Phoenix.
We came to Phoenix.
Went to the movies, went to the racetrack, watched the dogs run.
Oh, that'd be fun. I like that.
Spent our honeymoon at Greyhound Park.
Did you have dinner there, too?
Yes, yeah,
okay,
actually.
Because I've had dinner watching the dogs there before.
We ate hot dogs, remember?
Hot dogs.
Oh, you didn't even go in the dining room. You went down in the pit, huh?
That's right.
Eating hot dogs at the dog park.
Uh-oh, that's just
not right. What do you think the dogs thought?
They were old dogs.
Old dogs.
That's very true.
So how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Josie Ann got us on when Kim and Dawn, she said, there's somebody on the radio that you need to listen to. And so we started listening to him then. And gosh, it's been many years. I don't remember how long. A long time.
Yeah, I don't actually remember myself, no.
Well, we're happy you stayed on when we took over. And
absolutely.
You guys have been just a boost yourselves to the show and to the whole community. It's just been marvelous listening to you. A marvelous way to spend the lunchtime, if you will, you know.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
So anyway,
do you want to hear? Here, well, I've got some news for you. This is happy for me. 7-Eleven in Michigan launches this exclusive ginger ale Slurpees. How come they haven't thought of that before?
Yeah.
I love ginger ale. Can you imagine that in a Slurpee?
And that's the only
I can have that.
That and cream soda is the only pop. Any other pop she's allergic to.
Is that right?
So I was so excited, but now I have to go all the way to Michigan to go get a Slurpee? We've got to come
up with
something.
They don't do it at the ones here?
No, it's exclusive. Only at the 7-Eleven Michigan launches this ginger ale, and people say, well, why is it called ginger ale? And, you know, they're the reasoning, just like root beer, it's not really beer, you know, all this kind of silly stuff. That's what they're, you know, focusing on. I'm focusing on why isn't it in Arizona?
Right.
Well, maybe Verner's is in Michigan.
Verner's.
Yeah, that's the type of ginger ale they're using.
Yeah, but I've seen Verner's out here.
No, but I'm saying maybe that's where the plant is.
Oh, I get it.
And so if that's where the plant is, that's where they would launch it, close to there, right?
I guess. Now you're going all normal on me. I was just upset because they didn't think about me. You know, it's all about me, right? It says now available exclusively in Michigan, the brand new 7-Eleven Verner's Ginger Ale Slurpee. According to press release, Verner's is the 150-year-old Detroit-based ginger ale company.
There you go.
Yeah, that works. Well, see?
You already read this, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Cars and ginger ale.
But I was just a guess that it was probably from there.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it was a good guess. You did good.
Mm-hmm. That's what I drink, too. I like the Verner's. I don't like the other ginger ale.
Canada Dry?
Mm-mm.
It's not as good.
No, it's not. I've tried all different ones, but Verner's is the best.
Verner's has got more of a fuller taste to it.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Instead of so sugary, like the some of them are just very, very sugary, and that's really not the taste that you're looking for.
No.
But, yeah. So, anyway, I was all happy, but now we got to go all the way to Michigan to get one. It's going to be a long drive, honey.
If we're going somewhere,
it's not going
to
Michigan.
It's not
going to
be Michigan.
Wait a minute.
If you do go in June.
Now, the upper peninsula is not bad. In fact, that's where that one movie was made that you... The Grand Hotel?
Yeah. With Jane Seymour
Somewhere in Time.
And Christopher Reeves. And it was on Mackinac Island.
That's right.
That's it.
And that's where I want to go, is Mackinac Island.
I wouldn't mind
going
to Mackinac Island.
I would love that. The only thing is, it's that same problem that we're having with the show. It's very expensive.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
You know, I think it was over $500 a night to stay there.
Wow.
I'm from the Upper Peninsula, Michigan.
Have you been to Mackinac Island?
I haven't been to Mackinac Island.
But you know the movie.
But it's a beautiful country. Oh, yes.
And they have left it as pristine as it was back in the day. And it's all horse-drawn carriages, bicycles. Mm-hmm. There are no automobiles there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a dear friend of ours, her son spent a summer up there, working up there, and he said it's still the same. There's no horse, you know, no cars.
No, nothing, yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. I hear it's, I would love to go. That's where mm-hmm. our destination will be. That's my bucket, on my bucket list.
Good. Joni is.
Can you put it on yours too, honey, so you can go with?
Beautiful country.
I have a very long bucket list.
Yeah, me too.
Joni, I did too, but Chatham. My bucket's got a hole in it.
Things keep falling out. Yeah, right. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break for station identification, and we'll be back and talking with Paul from Mesa, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. Katie Katie, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
In the zone of gold. KAZG.
1440, KAZG.
Culinary confessions. Dennis and Diana's confections. We're the food connection. Culinary confessions. We love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And we have...
I'm Jim.
Jim.
And I'm Joni.
And Joni with us.
So we got the double D's and the double J's.
Right. Yep.
Jim and Joni are breakfast in the show winners, so they're joining us today. And got a busy day. Busy day. Mm-hmm. Have lots going on.
Yeah.
And just in case you haven't heard, in case you missed the first part of the show, we will be taking a summer hiatus. We're not saying goodbye. We're on through Friday, and then we'll be taking a summer hiatus to regroup, come back this fall, bigger, stronger, better, and just something that we needed to do and able to continue, because this is what we want to. We want to have this show for our retirement, and this is what we want to do. So we're going to step back, regroup, and catch a breath, and come back. So in case you didn't hear the first part of the show, that's what's going to be happening. But we are on through Friday, and then we'll sign off for the summer and come back in the fall. And we want to thank 1440 KAZG for all the help they've done with us and what they're going to help us work to do. And it'll be better when we come back. So.
And thank all of you for continuing to listen to us. Yes. We really appreciate that. And the friendships that we have developed. And we love you all for that. Thank you.
We do. It's been a very special time. It's been a tough thing for us to have to do this. But it's what's best for us and the show. And it's what'll make it last longer and stronger. So it's not a farewell. It's just a see in a few months. So, all right. Should we take these couple of calls,
yeah, let's
before,
take
we
the calls
business?
Before we do business?
All right. Let's talk to Paul from Mesa. Paul, how are you?
Well, I'm well. I'm a little dismayed. I guess I'm going to have to go back to listening to hateful political talk. Guys won't be on.
You can listen to our old stuff. You can go back and listen to our previous podcasts.
Not while he's driving.
We don't want you to be hateful.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that I love your program because there's so... I mean, we can argue about the way to make a best fried egg, but we still end up full and park friends. You know, the political crap that's on the radio, it's pretty spiteful, and that's why I love this two-hour break every day.
Well, we appreciate that, Paul. We do.
Your last segment in Michigan?
Yes.
You know, it reminded me of a joke, and it's not really a bad joke. There's no bad words in it, but... well, and you know why God gave blondes one more brain cell than horses, don't you?
Why is that?
so they don't poop in the street during a parade. And so as good as that sounds, oh, everything horse-drawn, Carl, it, you know, horse-drawn carriages, I'm thinking, yeah, but with a horse-drawn carriage comes a pile of poo, a lot of and, it on an
unless
island.
Unless they have a diaper on.
Yeah.
Some of them have these bags underneath them.
Oh, that's such a great view. That's so romantic. Oh, yeah.
That's why you never face the horses.
That's why, you know, you ever go to the supermarket, you put toilet paper up on the checkout thing, just do this once. They'll never forget. You say, you know I'm going to do with that, don't you? I mean, it's inescapable.
Well, you know, some things are better left unsaid.
Amen. Amen. Well, and unsmelled. And that's like I'm thinking, God, you go on this island, and there's nothing but horse-drawn carriages, and it's, you know, people talk about cars polluting the air and all this stuff. I have to tell you, with the population that we have, I would much rather sit behind a Chevrolet on the freeway than a dual horse-drawn carriage. I mean, just, oh, the flies would be enough to get you alone. So how's everybody
thanks,
feeling?
Thanks
would you
for
like
changing
something
the
to
perspective.
Eat? Oh, yeah. Would you like something to eat? Mm,
are you hungry now?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, my dad would not eat horseradish for years because when my dad was a kid, they still had the horseradish vendor. He would pull, he had a horse-drawn carriage going down the road, and he, you know, he'd come out and say, I want some horseradish, and he'd grind it right there for you. But my dad's 89 years old, so to kind of put things into perspective. And my dad always figured that the horseradish came from the horse. He wouldn't eat it for years. And even though I don't understand that, because for me it comes in a little bottle, yeah, I guess in that, if I was a kid, seeing the horseradish vendor guy and walking the streets of Philadelphia with his horse-drawn cart, yeah, I would kind of wonder myself.
Yeah, I guess you would.
Yeah, it would have an impact. So is this Jim from Tempe who we get these great recipe reports from?
Absolutely.
And
that's me.
The restaurant reviews that he gives?
Yeah, Jim, I love listening to you when you call in and you,
thank you,
talk about what you did in the crock pot or this or that. I mean, you give me ideas. I just love that.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Yes,
well,
I've
have to leave
been
your
all
home
over.
Number. You're going to have to leave your home number with Diana so we can all call you over the summer just
I'll
to
do
find
that.
Out what's going on.
Very good, very good.
Excellent. And do we have a homecoming send-off at the Grove anytime this week? Oh, I won't forget this again. Oh, well, I missed it.
You know, we don't have anything planned right now, but we might have like a Tuesday tasting come up sometime here pretty soon.
Just so
everybody can get together and we can talk and stuff, so... We'll
so what should I do? Should I register on the Facebook page? What do I do? Friend you or something? Is that how you let me know?
You know what? Yeah, the more people that can go on Facebook and friend it, and that way we can send out things to them on that way or through the website. You can put comments on Facebook or whatever, and you do that, and that way we can stay in touch with you. And a lot of people, we have their numbers and their and. Emails and stuff, so we'll get it out all that way. But yeah, Facebook is a great way to go, Paul. Friend it,
okay.
And that way you'll get any information that we've been putting out. And you know, we might even still do the a recipe a week or something on there. So
okay, all right. So what are you going to do with all your spare time?
Well, apparently, Dennis is over here filling all my spare time with, oh, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. I'm like, I'm not sure how that's all going to happen.
You know, I have you guys have become a favorite of mine through the program, obviously, and I love your restaurant, and I love the restaurants that I've gone to that I've heard about on the show. So this isn't the Groves Restaurant Show, but let's face it, the show has drawn me to the restaurant, and I've never had a bad experience. We've made some really fantastic memories, and it's given me a kind of an inside look. You two are about the two busiest people I know, and so the crack about your free time, I have to tell you, the Energizer Bunny is looking at you guys going, how did I do it? Jeez.
Well, yeah, we kind of wonder sometimes ourselves.
Well, I know our staff looks at us, and, you know, they're exhausted, and we're still going, so...
Well, and that's why when I heard the announcement on the break, I'm like, well, you know what? It makes sense. Because you guys, the schedule that you keep between the restaurant, the bakery, the radio show, between all of the good works that you do with the Wounded Warrior Project and all of the charity stuff that you guys do that most people don't even know about because you don't promote it on the radio, I can see a break being well-deserved and well-earned.
Well, thank you, Paul.
We appreciate that, Paul. Thank you.
Well, a hero is a guy who or a couple that never puts the spotlight on themselves. They just do. And I know you guys do a heck of a lot for this community that is not promoted and that is not bragged about. And I just really appreciate you guys for that.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you, Paul.
Well, and you know what? I should clear the way so that somebody else can get on. Do we have a trivia that you can throw at me for...
I do have one. Oh, you know, we're still on until Friday, so you're still going to call in a couple more times. But
I hope to. Well, I'm not here on Friday. I leave for L.A. on Friday.
All right, well, you'll call in tomorrow.
Yeah, if it strikes me, absolutely. So what do you got in the way of trivia there, young man?
What drink is made from the root of the blue agave plant?
That, my good man, should be. It's either considered to be tequila or it's, some tequilas are made, but there's that mezcal. Oh, that stuff will make it easy.
Yeah, it's tequila.
It's definitely red hot tequila.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I have one of these days I got to get down there. I have a bottle of mezcal that was given to me, came from south of Guadalajara.
This
stuff is so smooth. You would have no idea that you were drinking mezcal.
And that's the one with the worm in it.
That's correct. And it is so good that I haven't drank enough of it at one time to meet Jesus because I've tried to get it, and I can't get it.
Well, I tell you what, one night I drank enough to eat the worm, and I have to tell you, you do see things, because you have to drink so much to eat that worm that you have to seeing things.
Well, I'll tell you what, holy smokes, I'm going to get that bottle over there one of these days. We're going to just take a sip of it, because that's all I've ever let anybody have. Oh, you got to try this, so you can't have more. Because if I could get my bottle on another hand, I'm drinking already. If I could get my hands on another bottle, I'd certainly be more generous with it. But I'm going to get it over so y'all can have a taste of it. It's a fine, fine treat.
All right.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
All right, you kids. I'm continuing to listen, and without a doubt, our paths will cross. And enjoy the well-deserved break.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
You bet, you guys. Be good.
Jim, talk to you soon.
Good talking with you.
Say bye, Jim.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right,
let's talk to him. Bye.
All right, let's talk to Josie-Anne. Josie-Anne, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I don't like the news, but I have to accept it. But I hope it's for the better.
That's my sweetheart calling.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, Josie-Anne, we're going to do the best that we can to get
I'm
back
sure
on.
I'm sure you will.
And... you know, we're just calling it a hiatus and regroup and come back and see what we can do, okay?
And however it works out, good luck in whatever you do.
Well, thank you, Josie-Anne.
I'm happy to hear Jim and Joni on.
They've been
my friends for goodness sakes many, 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 many years.
Absolutely. Yeah. Used to be my Avon lady.
That's right, back in the 60s.
Right.
That's right. Good morning, Joes.
Good morning, Joni.
Good afternoon, my dear.
So, yep, and we have to get together pretty soon for lunch.
Yes, ma'am, and we're going to come over here to the Groves.
That sounds like a good idea.
I thought so.
I like their food.
Me too. I bought a cinnamon roll today, Josie-Anne. I'll tell you what, it is bigger than my dinner plate. It's going to take me a week to eat it.
Good.
Looks good.
Well, if you can't eat it all, bring some to me.
You do.
So, Josie-Anne, did you say that you were Jim's Avon lady?
I was Avon lady back in 68 and 69.
So you used to sell gym makeup and stuff?
Yeah, I sold
Joan
cologne.
Men's cologne.
Okay.
The makeup didn't work well.
So that's how I met them, and we've been dear friends ever since.
Absolutely.
Well, very nice.
If you remember, Josie, Andy must have been about 7 years old.
He was just a little kid.
Yeah, and he's 50 now, so that goes a long way back, huh?
That was a long ways ago. Now he's got kids of his own and grandchildren.
That's right.
Yeah,
so But it's nice. We're not any older.
No, we're not. Just no. Them are, just
isn't that older. Amazing how only the kids get older and we don't? And we I don't. Love that.
Yeah. Right.
And we still like to go out and eat.
That's exactly. Exact. Well, I can't. Never mind.
Now she's having trouble talking.
Call in. So, and talk to you later on, Joni.
Okay, hon.
And Dennis and Diana, good luck. And I'm out here voting for you.
All right.
Well,
we'll keep in touch with you, honey.
Okay, dear.
All right.
Thanks, Jill Cian.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye. Bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We come back, we'll talk with Vince.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Some childhood memories you just never forget, like when Dad didn't shave for a year, or when Grandma tried to paint the cat. But my favorite memories are of Mom giving us 3 daily servings of dairy for strong bones and teeth. I'm not sure if this was because the milk, cheese, and yogurt always tasted so good, or because Mom used to wear that crazy cow head and moo until we finished. Either way, those were some good times, according to my therapist.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
That steak. Yeah. The one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
Give us a call. Right now we've got Vince on hold, so let's talk to Vince. Vince, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Hi, yeah. Diana. Hi, Joni. Hi, Jim. Hi, Dennis.
How's
Joy doing?
Joy's doing better. Jessica's getting better every day.
Well, good.
That's good.
That's good to hear.
So, yeah.
All right. So, you out working the roads today, or?
Well, I'm in Scottsdale. I've been to Scottsdale this morning and at another place in Scottsdale, so.
Okay. All right.
Not bad.
Not a bad place to be.
No. Well, I'm inside a storage shed now, so it's not bad.
Hiding inside a storage shed. I see how this is going.
Yep. Got to work on the sales and stuff.
Yep. All right.
So.
So anything new?
Not really. You know, the news, there's going to be some new shows coming up here in the next few weeks. You got Food Network Stars coming up, and what else was there? There's going to be another one on Spike. I saw the commercial for it, but I only saw the commercial once, and it's something about restaurants and food. I don't know. It wasn't a very good commercial, so I really don't know a lot about it. But I have to see it, and I run, you know, see another commercial. That's going to be on Spike, and I believe it's going to be on Sundays after or somewhere around at the Hungry Investor show.
Okay.
And that, so it's, you know, there's more and more channels getting into food shows, either saving restaurants or, you know, or how to cook food and stuff. So I guess it's, you know, like any other, once one station has it and it's popular, then all the other ones, you know, jump on board to come up with copycat ideas and stuff, because if they can sell commercials, you know, then they're making money. So
that's right.
What the whole thing's about.
So, you know what? Now you're going to be able to save up all of these, and come fall, you're going to have all kinds of things to talk to us about.
Oh, by then, they're all, that's all old news.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, like a lot of things, you know, after a couple of weeks, that's old news. You got to talk about the current stuff, you know, who won Food Network Star, you know, the first couple of years. It's, you know, they're not on anymore, but that's all old stuff, so who cares?
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know.
That's right. We'll have plenty to talk about then, won't
we? Definitely. You know, it's all about what's going on right now. Now, once a restaurant's been around 6 months, all the kind of buzz is gone on it, and they got to kind of survive on their own. You know, but when they're first starting out, you know, people talk about it and stuff. But, you know, after a while, then people quit talking about it, and then all of a sudden they start getting slow, you know, and then that's why you need to keep talking about all the mom and pop places and stuff. So people keep going there.
That's right, and that's kind of what we've tried to do with what we do here.
Definitely.
We're really 100% behind the mom and pop, and we've tried to support all of them, whether they advertise with us or not, or sponsored us.
Yeah.
We still, you know, we wanted to support them, and this was a great tool to do it. And you know. When we come back, it's what it'll be all about then, too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So you got a trivia out there?
I do have one for you. What do they call it when you add chocolate to coffee?
I don't know. Mocha?
There you go.
You got it.
All
right.
Right
on.
All right.
Yeah, that's surprising. Because we have a Keurig. So we have there's a raspberry coffee cup that we use that we like and stuff. But I just use and pretty much it doesn't matter what coffee I throw in there, I just use the vanilla cream, you know.
Yeah, that's really good.
In there, and that kind of brings the flavors out on everything. So that's my favorite.
All right. Well, very good, Vince.
Okay.
All right. See you guys tomorrow. All right. Sounds good, buddy.
Bye, Vince.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Mark from Mesa, first-time caller. Mark, how are you?
I am doing fine. I guess this is a privilege for me to call over there, even though it's the last week running, huh?
It is. How long have you been listening, Mark?
My gosh, ever since Paul was listening, Christ's sake.
Are you copying him?
He told me to call you guys, and I said, you know, I don't call radio stations. I don't have time.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious if you got that Lamborghini out of your shop yet.
No, in fact, it's back.
It's back.
Back for some more stuff. Yeah, love Lamborghini. Love to hate them.
Love-hate relationship, huh?
Oh, yeah. They picked the black wrap off of it, and now it's in its glorious black Lamborghini paint. So.
Oh, they did take the black wrap off it. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because that made it really ugly.
Yeah, I didn't like the wrap either. I thought it looked terrible. But other than that, well, I'm sorry to hear you guys have to take a hiatus for a little bit. Hopefully that's all it's going to be.
Hopefully,
a lot of people will be bummed out. Plus, how in the heck am I supposed to know when the next wine tasting is?
You know what? It's next Wednesday night.
Yep. It's May 14th, Wednesday 14th.
See, how am I supposed to know that?
Oh, I'm sure we would have got it to you one way or the other.
I know. That's true.
I want to know what your wife's going to do now, because, you know, she listens to us every day, too.
She's listening now.
She's listening now.
Okay. Yes, yes. He probably goes, oh, my gosh, he's on the phone with him. That's a rare moment, because I don't call anybody.
Yeah, there you go.
We appreciate you calling, Mark. Thank you.
I just wanted to give you guys a call. At least I said I called. So let them know that there are other people out there listening, you know, that do other things besides cooking.
Yeah.
We work on cars.
Yeah, so. You have it on in your shop while you're working, and we know we've got one custom chopper shop that listens every day, and it's amazing the different people that have listened to our show. So,
oh yeah, I mean, I got even chiropractic people listening too. I was working on a car and turned on the car, and there was a radio station. So let me guess, you listen to Culinary Confection? Yes, I do, every day.
Nice.
So that was yesterday. So they're going, okay. So anyway, so there's a lot of people out there listening to you guys.
Well, okay. We thank you.
We thank you, because, my gosh, we wouldn't have learned a lot about cooking. You re-inspired at least myself, being that I, you know, formerly used to cook before. And then I said, well, I don't like getting up at 3 a.m. in the morning to do prepping.
Yeah.
I said, we'll let you do that, Dennis.
All right, not a problem.
So, anyways, I thought I could give you guys a call and just say, hey, we're out here and we'll listen to you.
Well, we appreciate it, Mark. We really do.
And we'll see you next Wednesday.
No, you bet.
All right.
Thank you, then.
All right. Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
480-668-3287. Give us a call, and we've got all kinds of things to talk about today. We've got lots of trivia, and actually, we haven't even done the business yet.
We haven't. Let's start out with trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. And the trivia today is...
All right, what vegetable did an ancient Egypt place in his right hand when taking an oath? And in what year did Campbell's Soup produce its 20 billionth can of tomato soup? Was it 1990, 1995, 2000, or 2010? And let's see, All right, do Australians drink more coffee or tea? Which is it, more coffee or tea?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
And true or false, bananas are America's number one fruit. And typically, which of these soups would never be served cold? Egg drop, gazpacho, avocado, or I can't pronounce the other one. So,
Never be served cold?
Never be served cold.
All right. Call us
egg drop, gazpacho, or avocado. And true or false, there are several famed recipes for various soups in which a fruit or several fruits is in the ingredients. Is that true or false?
True or false.
All right. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Then we have the Taste of Music brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your special needs in baking or special orders, 813-4610.
All right. And the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. Garion, play me some music.
Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit...
I'm guessing late 50s, early 60s. Yeah. See, I knew that one. All right. And I have the quote of the day.
Quote of the day, brought to you by Dennis.
Only the pure of heart can make a good soup. That was from Beethoven.
Really? Well, you must have a very pure heart because your soups are excellent.
I do have a pure heart. Very pure.
But your soups are awesome. Just so you know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way, so most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out, so you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry, we have, like, granola bars and canned tomatoes, you know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
I want my own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. Give us a call and have a talk with us today. This is Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. And our special guests today are...
Jim.
And...
Joni.
Jim and Joni, they were the winners of Breakfast Dinner Show, the last one. So, anyway, we will be taking a little hiatus come this Friday. We're going to sign off on Friday, and we'll be signing off until the fall. And we're going to try to stay in touch with everybody through Facebook and on our website and a few phone calls here and there, and we will always be over here at the Groves Bar and Grill and the Groves Bakery that you're more than willing to be more than happy to have you stop by here and
you're
see
willing
us.
You're welcome. How's that?
There you go.
Come see us. We'd love to meet you face to face.
Yeah, and it's been a great 18 months, whatever it's been. But we've met a lot of great people through this show. We've had a lot of people guest on our show. And it's been very fulfilling for us. And we've really enjoyed it. And we look forward to coming back to it bigger and stronger. And we're going to have lots of great memories to think about all over summer. And we hope everybody out there has some good ones. And don't forget about us, because we don't want you to forget about us. We want to come back and have each and every one of you back with us when we do come back. So what do you got to say? Huh?
Maybe I should do the recipe of the day or something. I can't keep talking about this.
All right.
Let's pick it up.
Yeah, let's pick it up a notch.
Okay.
I'm looking at these really cute little... spaghetti. I'm trying to find the name of them, but they're made inside like a cupcake tin, and you put your spaghetti, your pasta already made, and I'm trying to find the whole recipe so I can share it with you, but it's with cottage. It's like little baby lasagnas, but with spaghetti.
Well, if you don't have the recipe, how can you share it with us?
I'm trying, but you caught me off guard.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to talk to Jim and Joni then.
Okay. Oh, I found it.
Oh. Just in time, Diana. Joni's going, thank you, thank you.
No, let's talk about Jim and Joni.
Let me ask you, how many McDonald's are there in the world?
Too many?
That's a good answer because I don't know either.
I think there's way too many
good,
of them.
I'll give you a good trivia question.
All right.
Where was the first one in Arizona? Or in the valley?
The first one in the valley? I'd say it had to be on, I don't know, 40th and Thomas?
Indian School in Central.
I was close.
Yeah, it's in the same area. You could get there in the same tank of gas.
Yeah. Was it really?
Really, absolutely.
Okay.
Had the golden arches and all.
Yeah, and you notice how they've gone away from the golden arches?
That's true, yeah. Very true, yeah.
What other thing, other than the golden arches, do they not have anymore?
Ronald McDonald.
Well, that, but there's one other thing, too. They used to have it advertised with the golden arches.
Oh, over 1 million burgers served.
Right,
the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers.
Now it just says billions and billions served.
Yeah.
Well, it says here, McDonald's, there are 34,492 restaurants.
Whoa.
That's about...
In 116 countries around the world. And that was dated in 2013.
So about 42,000 too many?
Wow.
The largest one's supposed to be in Texas. Near Fort Worth. I'm not sure about that. But.
You know, they used to have this show on TV that would go to different fast food places, and the most extravagant ones, and there was a McDonald's that had gold-plated sinks and all this kind of stuff in it, and it was, I mean, just these people that, you know, bought them just would do these things to them that were just unbelievable. And
there is one on the East Coast that still serves you. They just come in and sit down and they serve you at your table.
Yeah, I think that was what this one did too. So, all right, well, let's talk to Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Janet.
How's Janet today?
She's great. Hi,
good.
Jim and Joni.
Hi, Janet.
How you doing, Janet?
Great. Jim is the one who'd always come for a remote and he'd eat breakfast and then he'd eat lunch.
That's true. Yeah.
That's called a twofer.
I get a twofer, yeah.
That's right.
And I don't know how he did it. Cause
he was trying to get best of both worlds.
It's called gluttony.
And, you know, he's not a big fat guy.
No, he's not. No. No. But he would also bring Josie Ann a lot.
That's right. That's true. Yes, we always would pick up Josie Ann and bring her with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a really nice thing to do.
Well, we love that lady.
Oh, I know you do.
Yes.
So, yep. So what are you up to?
Oh, I was just making out my shopping list because today's the day you get 10% off at the supermarkets if you're old.
Oh. Then how are you getting it off then?
She has to show ID.
Yes, all the time.
Oh, so which shopping market are you going to?
Probably Fry's.
Fry's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Why do you pick Fry's over Bash's?
Oh, Bash's disappeared. They used to be two in the neighborhood, and I don't know where they are now.
You know, and that's what I told them. That was the biggest thing when we did a pitch to them not long ago. And we told them that we did a survey and that Fry's was beating them, you know, probably 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that. And I explained to them, but we had asked people why. And they said, well, because most of them don't know where it is now that it disappeared out of their neighborhood. They don't know where the closest one is.
Right.
So it's basically loss of communication. They, you know, when they closed them down, the people just felt, okay, well, they're closed, so I'm just going to go to Fry's or Albertson's now because it's right here, when really there was might have been a Bash at two blocks away that they could have gone to, but because they didn't know that. And
right.
They said, you know, that's a good point. That was a good point to make. So
that's why they should advertise.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I remember correctly,
on that one.
If I remember correctly, the first Bashes was in downtown Chandler.
Oh, really?
Just one block off of Arizona Avenue in downtown Chandler.
Yeah.
And well, do you remember when they had that museum store in Central Phoenix?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was fun to go to. I don't think it was really a store. It was just a museum.
Yes, it was up on Indian School Road.
Yes.
Yes, just off of Central, maybe a block west.
Right.
Yes. Right. It was a museum. Did they also have groceries? I don't remember.
I don't think they sold anything there. I think it was just a.
So it was just a big store that was set up as a museum with.
Yeah, it was set up as a museum, right?
So you could see all the old type of registers and all that kind of. Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Wasn't it next door to a Sir George's too?
Yes, there was a Sir George's that was next door.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And right around the corner on Central Avenue itself, where's where the Carnation had a store.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Carnation Dairy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, very cool.
Phoenix sure has changed.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's changed a lot. It's changed a lot since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I used to, as a kid, I used to go downtown Phoenix all the time to the movie houses, and they've all moved out.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw they had a show on Saturday morning at the Fox Theater. The Lou King Ranger Show,
mm-hmm.
And I got to see the headliner was Jerry. Oh my goodness! And his little brother, Dwayne.
Newton.
Oh.
Jerry Newton and his little brother Dwayne was his backup guitarist.
And boy, how Wayne has that Newton. Changed, huh? Wow, it was Dwayne.
Dwayne, and it's right. Wayne and
Wayne Newton,
Mr.
Yes.
Las Vegas, and all right, Janet. Well, very good.
I think I know the song.
Okay,
did somebody get it yet?
Nope.
No.
Give it to me.
Would you play it again, please?
Yep, Gary, can you play that real quick?
Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon
pie. Okay, it's Lemon Tree, Peter, okay. Paul, and Mary.
Yep,
you got it.
Absolutely.
All right, perfect. Very good. I'm going to give you a gift certificate to the Groves Bakery for that one, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Ooh. All right, Janet, well, you have a great day, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, nice talking to you, Jim and Joni.
Thank you, Janet. Nice to talk to you, too.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Kathy from Rio Verde. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there, Jim and Joni, Dennis and Diana.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
How's Kathy today?
Kathy's fine. Kathy talked to Siri, and Siri told me there's 31,000 local McDonald's restaurants that employ 1.5 million people in 119 countries and 6 continents, serving 52 million people a year, a day. 70% are owned by local men and women.
Wow. Boy, have they jumped into society.
Holy cow, huh?
That's a lot of information, Kathy.
Yeah, too bad we can't say the Groves restaurant has 31,000.
Oh, no. No, we don't ever want to hear that. Oh, we would be 6 feet under if that happened.
I think we're happy with just the ones we have.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, one is good. I like one.
Yeah. Yeah, I've tried to do two before. That's tough. It's not an easy task.
You have to have a lot of family members involved to be able to do multiples.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1.5 million people are employed.
Yeah, that's a lot of family.
Yeah, we have 20 and it's rough.
Well, I'm going to be sauerkraut next week, so I'll save a cork, put your name on it for you.
Okay.
Oh, he'll love that. And we talked to your sister earlier.
I know. called her and told her to call you up. I must have created a monster because she had a 35-year-old TV set and a phone that could just talk. She couldn't make texts. So I said, you need to treat yourself and buy a TV set and get yourself into a phone and maybe a tablet. And 3 weeks later, she had a brand new TV set. She had a phone, and she texted me. There's 2 hours difference, so it's very common to get a text like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
from
no.
Her. Yeah.
So make sure you turn your phone off at night.
I don't turn it off. I turn off the sound, so I keep it on. But I had my brother call the other day. He called me at 4:30, and he says, I didn't know you were up. I says, I am now.
I wasn't up until you called. Oh, my goodness. So things are going well, and you're making sauerkraut next week. What are you making this week?
I'll probably be baking some more bread. I must go through a couple loaves a week, and it's like to have sandwiches. But my sauerkraut's going to be a month old, the 16th of May, so I'm going to look at it and see if it's done or not. And I'll probably have to can it. Maybe I'll give it another week or two.
All right. That sounds really good.
Homemade sauerkraut.
Homemade sauerkraut.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yep.
You are just amazing lady. You know that? You garden. You do all this canning. You do all this baking. Tell you what, your husband, Dennis, is a lucky guy.
Yeah, everybody says that, but he just thinks everybody does stuff like that. He takes it for granted.
We can tell him different. We know some people don't even go in their kitchen. So
always said in the future your new kitchens are going to be consisting of a microwave and paper plates. That's going to be it.
That would just be awful.
Nope, couldn't do that. We don't even like to use a microwave.
No, we use it for heating up water. You know, when we don't have time to put it through the coffee pot, then we'll put it in the microwave.
But that's all it's good for. That's right.
And sometimes I wonder what it's doing to our water, so I'm not sure if it's even really good for that.
You figure if it's got all these atoms and stuff in there that it's using to heat this up, so what's it really doing to you?
I don't know. I think it's destroying all of your vitamins and minerals in your food when you stick it in there. But what do I know?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah,
it's, you know, got some explosions going on in there.
Yeah. I mean, anything that'll explode if you put metal in it, it's not a good thing.
No, not a good thing.
So, all right.
Anyway, you're going to, we never even did a we never even did a survey question or anything today. I was going to ask her a survey question.
No, I was waiting for the survey question. There hasn't been any. Everybody's been calling in and telling you about how much they're going to miss you, which is what we're all going to do. But I was going to try to be in a little happier note.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate that. And we always appreciate you calling and telling us what you're doing in the garden and what you're baking. And it's always a wonderful thing to hear you tell about that. So we appreciate you.
Thank you. And I'll probably talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Thanks, sounds Kathy. Good, Kathy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. You know what, Gary, and I'm just going to skip over the break, okay? And we're just going to go ahead, and we're going to talk to Margaret right now. Hey, Margaret.
Hello there. I am babysitting, but she's sleeping.
Oh, so you got a break.
Yes. So it's nice to hear. Is it Jim?
Yes,
and
it
Joan?
Is.
Jim and
okay.
Joni.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear them on there. I didn't hear most of the show because of the little one. I had to push her on the swing.
I was going to say, you pushed her? Don't push her.
I had to push her in the wagon down the hill.
Wait a minute. She's a good little girl.
Oh, dear. No, not.
She, push her. Now you're tripping her, too? Watch out.
No. She wanted to play in the sandbox, and I told her that would have to wait till after her nap because she would get the bed full of sand, or I'd have to give her a bath first, but her dad put her down before he left. So,
okay.
Anyway.
As long as she wasn't in the sandbox the little kitties were in, we're good.
I know there's been a lot of sadness today, but also I think we've all been blessed
by meeting the both of you. And I wouldn't have found the Groves restaurant if it wasn't for Kim and Don, and then coming over there and enjoying the food like we do. And I've met a lot of friends on the station, and I find myself when I go to some of the restaurants that were your advertisers, I'm looking around to see if there's anybody I know. And we did run into Vince at Pacino's one time, and of course we see some of the people. When we managed to get over to the Grove, that's our to-go place for breakfast when we have company that wants to go out for breakfast now. So we will be seeing you over the summer. And I'm glad you're going to keep the webpage up.
Yeah, we'll keep the webpage and the Facebook up, so...
Yeah,
like I said, we're not going away. We're just
no.
we're taking a break.
And over the summer, I'm kind of taking a break too, and would not be able to listen as much because while the grandkids are there or the daughter is there, we're really not listening to the radio. We're out and about at the different things that we like to go and see when they're here, or we're out in the pool and. But anyway, I think you guys deserve this rest, and we are all going to miss hearing you every day, but we will be seeing you at the restaurant, and I'm going to miss hearing Manny, so I hope he gets on Facebook with some of his jokes and his recipes.
Well,
he's pretty good at that stuff.
We may put him in charge of our Facebook.
And I'll miss Janet for sure, because I love hearing beautiful Janet on there, and she's pulling our leg if she says she has to prove that she's a senior. I think she has to prove that she's 21 if she wants to have a drink. She looks very good.
Yeah, she does. She's beautiful.
But anyway, we love you, and we'll be looking forward to hearing you again in the fall.
All right.
And we'll be seeing you a few times over the summer. So, and I will be in there at the bakery with my gift certificate for sure.
There you go. All right.
So just, get your rest and then get your plan going, and everything is going to be great. And we'll hear you when you're back.
All right. Sounds good, Margaret. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
Margaret.
All right. Let's talk to Bill from Phoenix. Bill, how are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
I just wanted to call. They were talking about that grocery store museum.
Right.
That was an A.J. Bayless grocery store museum.
Oh, I remember
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah, we used to go there all the time when we were kids to get the raw candy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's not there anymore? Is it gone?
No, that's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to miss you guys over the summer, but I'll wait till you come back.
All right. Well, we'll keep you informed and just look on the Facebook page or the website every once in a while. And
okay.
You'll know when we come back, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All Thanks, right, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's talk to Holly. Holly, are you in line over there at Joe's Barbecue?
No, I am on the freeway way, on the way to Joe's Barbecue.
Yeah, over at Joe's Barbecue in downtown Gilbert.
Yeah, just down the street from you.
Yep, 11 to 2, or 11 to 3.
No, 11 to 3, and then they take an hour break.
Yeah, but it's...
And then it's 4 to whatever.
Right, free food, it's that... His yearly anniversary.
Appreciation Day?
Yep.
No, it's his anniversary.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. He does this every year.
Yep. That's 16 years he's been doing it.
That's why we hear the helicopters flying over us right now, because they're all over filming the line around the building and down the road.
Oh, yeah. It's so worth it.
Yep. Yep.
We love doing it.
All right.
And then, too, if people donate food... It also goes for a good cause, and the food stays there, and Gilbert should go to the bank there.
Oh, well, very Gilbert, good.
Yeah. So people, you know, let them, those that are listening want to go, you know, bring some food too.
Yeah.
Some canned goods.
Yeah. Well, very good. All right.
Well, guess what day it is?
Yep, it's hump day. Yeah. All right.
The highlight of my week.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so what trivia do you have for me to put me in there twice?
All right. Let's see. True or false, bananas are America's number one fruit. Is that true or false?
I'll say true.
You are right.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
All right, Holly. You enjoy your lunch today.
All right. Give us a call tomorrow, okay?
All right. You guys have a wonderful Wednesday.
All right,
Holly,
you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, we got about 1 minute left that we can take a call from Janet from Scottsdale. Janet, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Sorry I had to hang up on you yesterday. I had a sick child.
Oh, that's okay.
So I just this minute got in the car and put my radio on and found out you're not going to be broadcasting for a while?
Yeah, we're going to take a hiatus for the summer. And
okay. When are you starting?
Friday
will be our last day for a while.
Yep.
When is it? Today?
No, Friday.
Oh, Friday?
Yep, Friday will be our last day, and then
okay.
We'll come back in the fall.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you enjoy your summer. I'm taking the summer off, too, for some traveling.
Okay, all right.
But I just heard it, and they said I just wanted to at least get in and say have a wonderful summer.
Well, thank you very
thank
much,
you. We appreciate
Janet.
Your
we
support.
Appreciate it.
And I'll try to call before Friday, too, and try and get over there. I'm not sure how to get over to your restaurant, and I'd like to bring my family, and we're in Scottsdale.
All right. Well, we'd love to have you.
Yeah.
And I'll put it on my GPS and see if I can find it.
Oh, yeah. You'll be able to that way.
Just down Gilbert Road past Elliott.
All right.
Gilbert Road. Okay. We'll find it.
Okay. Well, give us a call tomorrow or the next day, okay?
I will.
Thanks,
have a great
Janet.
One.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, kind of flew by today, didn't it?
Certainly did.
Yeah, well, Jim and Joni, thanks for being on today with us.
We love being here, but it's certainly a bit of a sad occasion, but we just look forward to the fall with great anticipation.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
We love you guys.
Thanks each and every one of you out there. And Gary, and thanks for doing a great job today. Diana, thanks for being my partner here and in life. And everybody, thank you. And remember, good eats, good treats, and have a great day.
We'll talk with you soon. Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
In the zone of gold, KAZG.